This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. What is mental health literacy? Sounds like a boring subject, doesn't it? But it's actually essential for anyone concerned with his or her own mental health. Unless we're capable of understanding what certain psychological terms mean, we won't have the ability to notice them, for good or for bad, and we may end up feeling frightened and confused because we don't understand them. For instance, we won't know the difference between a psychotic and a psychopath. We won't understand the difference between normal fears and a phobia. We won't understand the difference between the blues and clinical depression, or the difference between neurosis and psychosis. Here's an example. What thoughts and beliefs come to mind when you hear the term schizophrenic? There's been a long-standing misconception that a schizophrenic is someone who has many different personalities. This, however, is not correct. The word schizophrenic actually means shattered personality. Those suffering from the illness appear emotionally blank or bland, incomplete, and disconnected from reality. It's accurate to say that when it comes to many schizophrenics, the light is on, but nobody's home. If you watch a schizophrenic speak for any length of time, you'll notice that he or she generally shows no or very little emotion. Their facial expressions tend to remain the same. This is called bland affect. Mental health literacy also includes understanding the good stuff as well. What's the difference between someone who genuinely respects himself and a narcissist? What really is genuine happiness, and what is real love? We don't have enough time to cover every psychological term here, but there's one thing you can do to improve mental health literacy. Ask, seek, read. If you hear someone say, "I think he's bipolar," find out what that really means. We all have normal swings of emotion, sometimes going up and down several times a day. But that doesn't make us mentally ill. We all get forgetful from time to time, but that doesn't mean we have Alzheimer's disease. And sometimes, when we feel deeply unhappy, it may mean we're reacting normally in response to abnormal circumstances. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.